loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want
this
money!
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him.
You
know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Well, now
what, you want to tell people what happened to you just before we got on air?
What happened to me?
Them headphones kicking your ass?
Did they kick my ass? They are a little bit different. They got these are very professional.
Hey,
not like you. Not like you.
The only difference between you and me, mine was on air.
Dude, this is I'm a little shook. There's a lot going on. I'm in the stadium, dude. I'm in the stadium.
You're sitting at midfield.
I am sitting in the stadium. I'm at Lucas Oil Stadium. I'm in Indianapolis for the.
You look like you're about to do the 40. The 40 time for the combine.
It's I wish there's too many things going on here. We're here with the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill, and yeah, I'll give you guys a little perusal. Like, look at this thing; it's busy as hell over here.
Yeah, everything's on the ground.
Everything boots on the ground, dude. Boots on the ground. They got the whole Colts thing, and I got to tell you, this has got to be the, I don't know if this is normally how it is, this is the least busy city I've ever been in my life in the morning. Like, we were jaywalking like crazy trying to find this place, but no cars. It was great.
Wait, trying to find the stadium? Just look for the big thing.
Yeah, but it was pretty far.
Oh, okay.
Because right. here's the thing with Indianapolis, love their bricks. So everything, I was like, oh, is that the arena? Or is that
everything,
the stadium?
Everything
oh, no.
looks like That's, the Indianapolis 500.
Everything, dude. Everything. So, like, I'm looking. I'm like, oh, is that it? And like, oh no, that's where the Pacers play. Samesies. Tell you what, though, they love Caitlin Clark. We drove in here, giant, huge Caitlin Clark Gatorade ad, like that drapes the entire one of these giant hotels. So, she's the number one star in town right now.
Yep, pretty cool. And by the way. Let me tell you how I am about sports, right? I'll peruse through all the ESPNs, and it don't matter what sport. If it's entertaining as far as back and forth or whatever, I'll stop and watch, right? So I was in and out on the Heat last night. And then it got to, I'm like, uh-oh, now I got to watch. Now I got to watch. And you got to tell you, I like the way they do the overtime. The overtime
target
is
score?
Ball.
Yeah.
And but I will say this. You ever notice there's moments in a game, and you can say this in college basketball, college football, or whatever. There's moments in the game where you know that they're young. Because at the end of that game, there should have only been one shot at the end of the game, and it was four. Because they kept just going back and forth. And I'm like, wow, this would never happen in an NBA game.
So, like, I'm looking around here, dude. We'll get to that championship. I'm like, I'm looking at, you know, they have the banners of, like, the last champions. And I'm seeing the last three. I got an M. I got an M. I got an M. You would like that look there.
Michigan. I'm worried about this year, though.
Well, I do have a genuine question.
Sure.
When the hell did the U.S. When did USC get into the Big Ten?
Last
Is that
year,
this year?
Like last year. Yeah.
When the hell did they do that?
Wait. USC, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon.
I got here. I was like, wait a minute. This isn't Pac-12 media day. What's going on over here? What?
And by the way,
they got rid of that.
There's not Big Ten. No, it's like a Big 18.
It's not
a Big Ten anymore. It's like a Big 18. Right.
It's a lot of teams.
They tried to do that with the Big 12, with the like it used to be only like 10, but the Big Ten just kept their name. They didn't keep changing.
Yeah, they just changed it, and it just looks like Big. The logo, Big.
Right.
Big. Good.
Yeah, and they got 18 teams now.
It's a lot of teams. Right. No wonder they have to hold this in a football stadium. But they got a lot of teams to get through.
Isn't it fitting that the relationship between the Pac-12 and the Big Ten has been going on for so long that they would be
true.
The two conferences that, right? It seems fitting, right?
That does seem fitting. I was just taken aback by it. I was like, wait, what? I can't keep up with all the shuffling.
You didn't know that?
I can't keep up. Everybody's moving and jumping conferences every year.
Okay.
What
conference is Texas in?
The Big 12?
No,
they went to the SEC.
With Oklahoma.
That happened?
With Oklahoma.
See, I thought that was rumored. I didn't know that officially happened.
They were the first one. That was 2 years ago. And they decided to do it 2 years ago, but they played another season before they moved. This one came right away.
The only thing I keep seeing is that Florida State and Clemson, their asses are stuck in the ACC. They just keep trying to leave, and they're like, no.
You know what? I think the rest of the country is pulling a toke.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because remember, they were going to expand last year, and the ACC was against it. Right? And so when you think about that, who gets screwed? Who got screwed by not expanding? The ACC.
Yep. Right.
And so I think there was some petty with that.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've been, I know their TV deals like peanuts compared to everybody else's. So they've been trying to, be rats off a ship for a while. But, I feel like that's a headline. Oh, they're going to sue. Oh, they're going to try and get out. Nah, they're stuck. Never mind. It's like they throw their tantrum every year.
Right.
And then they're stuck.
I mean, think about this. There was a point in time where Miami and Florida State, if they said, we want to come to your conference, they would say how much you want. Right? In the 90s?
How much
you want. And now, it's like, they treating them like the Southwestern Conference or what's that, the SWAC or something like that. I'm just saying that's how they get treated, and I don't know why. I don't understand it. I think that to give your school a chance, right? As we found out last year, that you're gonna have to compete with some of these teams in these bigger conferences. And if you they're not going to take your record seriously.
No, and they did. I mean, we know what happened last year with Florida State. I know that their quarterback got injured, but they definitely got hosed. Now, didn't do great in the game that they did have to play, so it kind of proved everybody's point, but I still feel like they were wrong.
It don't matter what you do in that game. It's whether you deserve to be in that game.
And I'm going
to
shoot them a little bit.
We force-fed Notre Dame into the Final Four for a number of years, and they got throttled every time they got in it. So it's not what they think you'll do in the tournament. It's whether you earn the right to be in the tournament.
Robbie's saying, Robbie the Degenerate, he says, Tobin, guess what conference Stanford's in? They're not here? I mean, are they still in the Pac-12?
They're in the ACC.
What?
Yeah.
Don't you know that Miami's going to Berkeley this year?
Did they get stuck doing that?
You do know that Miami's going to Berkeley this year to play Cal.
Yeah.
I thought that was just to honor Joe Rose.
Wait, that's one of the most incredible things ever is that you skipped over three conferences to get to a conference you're going to play in, and it couldn't be farther away. This is like what we experienced with the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, it's this is some serious travel. All right, well, it's cool though. It's a scene. They got the Colts greats up there. I see they got our boy Reggie Wayne up there. They got Edge. Yep. Of course, Peyton Manning. He was good. They love him here. Oh, yeah. He's got a statue outside.
Yep. Not Jeff George. Just,
no.
Believe it or not.
They kept Jeff Saturday up there, even after his head coaching stint, though.
People used to always say stuff about Jeff George. He is one of the coolest dudes. He just, like, when you get drafted to a bad team and you got to take all the heat for all the years that your team has been bad, everybody can't handle that.
All right, let's get to our headlines here, brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. Wait, did you?
Oh, hello, you Jennifer.
Oh, I know what she's dressed for.
Hobnobbing.
Oh, yeah. Still not picking up on that radio thing, huh? Oh.
It ain't me.
Wait.
I'm shocked you're here.
She gave the stink eye to Vlad.
No, those were eyes of love.
Didn't seem like it.
Yeah.
Those were like the birder eyes.
Yeah, yep. That's it.
That's what Washington saw.
That's all what Washington saw.
You look the number great, one headline.
Thank you.
Yeah, I see
it's
you got
a scene
the,
out here.
I see they gave you a shirt.
They gave me some swag. My boy Mike over here gave me some swag. He gave me some Capital One Orange Bowl merch. Which was great. It was better than the Media Day merch. They gave us jerky, and I was like, not today.
What?
Okay.
Jerky. Now, I don't know if that's a bad sign for catering here, because you know I would like to try and snoop around.
I would be perusing. That's the first thing I'd do.
I feel like we might have ourselves a Heat Media Day situation where there may be nothing. I'm like looking around, like nobody's got a scone. Yeah. But it's It's a cool scene over here. But the number one thing last night, Miami Heat, champions of summer.
Yeah. Now, Vlad, there's been a discussion on our chat. He named him Swedish Swish. Right?
Which I've been calling him since he was drafted.
We call him since he's been drafted. But I called him last night Swisher Sweets.
Ooh.
And I don't know, maybe Tobin don't get it.
I like Swisher Sweets. Yeah.
I don't really like that, to be honest.
See, I don't think Tobin gets it. So
I don't get it.
The next time we're in studio,
I will show you one.
Yes.
Okay.
I will show you one.
A Swisher Sweet is a thing.
It's a thing.
Right.
You've seen it many times before.
You've seen it many times.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Do you have corner stores up by the where all the rich people live?
No, but we have rich.
Hey, that's why. Because
the but Swisher we have
at the corner store every flavor, every style.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's a
he's got flavor. So
hey, when I go in, when you go into the corner store, you always see one guy feeling the wrapper. Make sure it's not. Now dry it out.
Schmee the Chipotle says. Everybody does not seem to know this.
His nickname should be Swisher Sweet. Oh, there it is. That's it. Swisher Sweet. Thanks, jackass.
Wow. Jeez. Well, either way, he hits the bucket. He's got great hair. He flexes. And the Miami Heat, they beat Memphis yesterday. In the most free throws that have ever taken part of a summer league game ever. And first of all.
You know the rules are different, right? You know the rules are different.
The foul rules?
No, the free throws.
What do you mean?
I think with 2 minutes, they don't do two fouls. If you foul within 2 minutes, you get shots.
Oh, okay. I know that they switched because I know in the semifinals and finals it goes back to regular – like NBA, you can foul out in the real summer league. I think you get like 10 fouls. League, you get
his 13th foul.
You can hack away, dude. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But yesterday, Josh Christopher, who was just one of the great stories of this team, one of many. What a heave he had. He's a killer.
My goodness, logo.
Yep. Yep, he needs a hit.
I mean, that. He shot it like he was just practicing. Like, it was up. It looked nice. I mean, you would have never known there was 1 second left on the shot clock.
It was a cool thing, man. And then Coach Bisaccia, now you are a champion. They got their little rings, they got their trophy, and now he's going to Sioux Falls.
So did Pat pick up that tab last night in Vegas? Because you
gotta
celebrate in Vegas. You've been there for like 12 days now. Probably haven't been able to see the sights and the.
You know what's funny? If Jimmy or Bam were there, they would have took him out.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Probably.
You know, then Jaime was out there. He should have taken him out. He wants to show that he's a leader.
No. Jaime's still on that first contract.
But he's unfortunately
got to be. It got to be an extension guy.
Well, it's Jimmy Butler World Tour time, so he's in Spain. And Bam, I think is in London.
He's in London.
They played
They're moving to Paris. So yeah, they're in London, and then they'll be heading to Paris in a couple of days.
Thankfully, 40-year-old LeBron James was there to save Team USA once again.
Wait,
against the Fogners.
Can you explain your text?
What do you mean
about Jason Tatum?
What was he saying?
Because
He just had a sequence. I was watching this when I was going onto the plane, and he had like brick, turnover. And I'm like, what do you play for Germany? Like, what are you doing? It looked like he was point shaving. I was trying to figure it out.
This is beautiful for us, guys. You know that, right? Because Jaylen Brown is like, I would have been better than that. There's going to be a civil war between the Celtics that we can't wait.
The infighting is there.
Here's the problem. Long before all of this was presented, I told Tobin I would take Jaylen Brown before I take Jason Tatum.
And now everybody's
there's a lot of people that think that.
Now everybody's starting to come around to that to that thought.
Yeah.
Including Jaylen Brown.
Oh, he's always been there. And then you gave him 300? Yeah.
He's sitting there making a stink.
Would you make a stink if you did conference finals and finals MVP? And
of course.
Three-fifths of your teammates are in the Olympic team?
That's crazy.
It's a deserved stink. It's a deserved stink.
Especially when you do the same things as the guy they sent from your team. Right?
Wild, man. We'll take a break. Crazy. We are live here from the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. I'm at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. I've been heckling Pacers fans since I've walked into the state. Take a break. Back after this.
Lower price.
Best team ever.
When it comes to low prices, Target has your back to school.
Have you downloaded the free Odyssey app and made WQAM your favorite station? Do it. Listen to us live or on demand and use the rewind feature to go back and listen to any part of any shows you might have missed.
Don't think, stink, pink gators, my Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn, dead right, if they head right, Biggie there, and I, Papa been school since days of under rules, never lose, never choose to, Bruce Cruz.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Yeah, Papa and Pop, close like Starsky and... It's the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy Sports Grill. We're live out here at Big Ten Media Week. Now, they've separated Leroy Horde's Michigan Wolverines. I believe they are here on Thursday. The champs go last. I'll be here Thursday, though. I don't leave till after it's done.
Okay.
So
you know we got to get Kurt Ferentz.
You had him in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That Cleveland staff, good.
Yeah.
What's your stories with him?
Five coaches.
He was O-line?
Think about this. Think of what you think of offensive line coaches and defensive line coaches. The intensity in which they do things. Right?
He was
calm. He was calm. He didn't yell.
Right? I don't like that. It's menacing.
Huh?
That's menacing.
But when if you meet him, you'll see why. You'll see why. And he's one of the coolest coaches that I've ever had. And to see him coaching for a long time, as long as he's been coaching there, means one thing. He's a great communicator, right?
Yep.
Some coaches' message gets lost. But when you can still deliver that message after 20 plus years, you are a great communicator.
So we get the news today, not surprising because there were some rumblings about this yesterday, but Emmanuel Agba's back, Leroy.
Yep. That's a lot. We went from Sealer to from Sealer and Christian to two Giants.
Right? And
remember, the only reason why Agba didn't end up being here before is because the defense switched and he was asked to play outside.
Yeah, I mean, he got hurt, and then they brought in Vic Fangio. Did pretty good still, even in limited snaps last year. I think he had like five. He had five sacks, and that was with his role pretty limited. And then, you know, probably thought the Dolphins were moving on. They go and get Shaq Barrett. They go away, and you know, Shaq Barrett ends up retiring and bring back a familiar face.
Yep. So I think it'll be a good fit because keep in mind, the great thing about what's going on defensively is everybody's in the same spot. So whether you have the same guys or bring new guys in, everybody's learning a new defense. So you didn't lose anything by signing him so late.
I wonder if him and Weaver overlap too, because wasn't Weaver in Cleveland for a little bit? So I wonder if there was any... Looks like they just missed each other. He went to go to Houston. But... either way, they have some familiarity with him. They bring him in. He signs a $5 million deal. He gets the if incentive, it could be worth up to $5 million, excuse me. If incentives are reached, those have not been released yet. But he is back. He is back. You know, I got to tell you, I was watching NFL Live yesterday, Leroy, on the plane. And, you know, I was very annoyed with them because, you know, NFL Live is a very good show. I enjoy it, the whole crew. But, like, every time they'd be like, oh, you know, Derrick Henry's on the Ravens. The Ravens, what's going to happen? They're going to be amazing. This is going to be incredible. And then it'd be like, C.J. Stroud, what do they do? Oh, they brought Stephon Diggs. What's going to happen? They're going to be amazing. They're going to be incredible. And so, like, everybody's the best. Everybody's going to have a best season. Great. Nobody's going to get... And then they go to the Dolphins, right? And they're talking about the Dolphins' defense, and they're like... woo! Going to be a couple of years before they're real Super Bowl contenders. I was like, what is that? You give like nine teams, everybody's the greatest thing, gift of football, and the Dolphins got completely hosed down.
But here's the kicker.
2 years.
Like, here's the amazing thing about... they talk about the defense like they don't have players, right? And when you think about it, the defense was not terrible last year. Right? They didn't,
yeah, but
they didn't score, not because they didn't stop anybody.
I know that the big point of it was because of the Dolphins, I think, were third in sacks last year, and they only have two health. Oh, at the time, they only had one when they were doing the segment because it was only Sealer. They didn't have Agba. But of the contributors to that sack, only Sealer was actively healthy on the roster or was still on the team. But, you know, I mean, it's going to be a different defense either way. I mean, that's why they, yeah, you know, they ended up making the switch that they
that's
did.
The third year in a row, guys. This is a third different
defense. And I would say this, and I would say this about the defense. With Fangio's defense, those outside guys were important, right? You had a lot of activity with Christian Wilkins, and Zach Sealer was more of the push the pile back type of guy. But everybody else worked with quickness, and that's how they got after the quarterback, right? And they were able to get after the quarterback with just those front four. And that's the thing that is important in a defense. If you can rush the quarterback and put pressure on the quarterback with four, that means you got seven in coverage, right? And that's the important thing to make there. What I would say with this defense is that they're going to rely more on the pressure up the middle. I think they'll move Jonathan Ogden around. I mean, not Jonathan Ogden.
Emmanuel Agba.
Magna Ogden. They're going to move him around because he's played all over that front line. And that's going to create some mismatches, hopefully, there. But when you watch them play, they're going to rely more on that push up the middle. And so that means that with that push up the middle, it's going to enable other guys to get sacks where you don't have to just rely sheerly on their rushing ability. So where you think of Jalen Phillips, you think of Chubb, they were excellent pass rushers, right? When you get that pressure up the middle, almost like the pocket collapse and guys get sacks based on that push up the middle. So it's going to look a little different, but hopefully you get the same results.
What is like? What's fair to expect from a first round pick though? Because pass rush, like I feel like that's a tough one to adjust to off the bat.
It's not the pass rush. It's the ability to set the edge and stop the run that pass rushers deal with coming into the league. I mean, you can just go to Dallas right now. One of the things they say about their all world, what's the name?
Micah Parsons.
What do they say about Micah Parsons? He has trouble setting the edge, but he gets so many sacks and he's so all over the field that they just dismiss it. Okay, that is a very important part of the outside guys is being able to set the edge, and Chubb does it really well, right? Jalen Phillips does it really well, and so when you have those young guys come in, a lot of times they get caught out of position because they're going to try to get the quarterback. And so that's the thing that you really have to pay attention to. Now, what will help that is that push up the middle. Because with that push up the middle, even if they don't set the edge properly, there's still penetration in the middle of the football field.
It's such a fascinating thing with the two of them that they drafted, the two young pass rushers, because like Chop Robinson is basically all – you know, physical traits. They always said he didn't have any sacks or anything like that in college. He just didn't produce the numbers. And then on the flip side of it, but he's a physical freak. Like everybody, he broke the combine basically. And then Mo Camara is basically like all of the sacks, all of the production, but he's tiny, you know, for a pass rusher. So like, I don't know what's a tougher, I don't know what's even fair to ask out of those two kids right out of the gate when you're at your most desperate.
In football, you start with the physical attributes. And every coach, every GM, every scout, the first thing they talk about is looking the part, right? Just look no further than quarterback, right? How many quarterbacks? Big, strong, got a cannon for an arm. Couldn't play football a lick, but he looked the part. And so it becomes, okay, this guy may not look the part, but he has success. And then those are the guys that end up getting drafted lower in the draft. And you can think of Mathis, think of all those Indianapolis rushers. Those guys came from, you know, they were drafted later in rounds, and they were smaller, and they end up being Hall of Famers, right? So, like, the numbers matter. And the size and the way you look matter, but it's how is it going to perform at the next level? Because, you know, sometimes the size matters. Sometimes they run over you. Sometimes, hey, if you're an excellent pass rusher, but you're small, we just going to run right at you every time you're in there. So at some point, you're going to have to create some resistance. Otherwise, you're a liability on the defense. With Chop Robinson, he's big. He looks the part. All you got to do is get his technique to where, hey, everything ain't about, and he, I think he started that way, where everything wasn't about sacking the quarterback. So he might be more inclined to adjust to the next level than a lot of other guys who only thought about sacks and stuff like that.
Interesting. We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. We're here with the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. That's how you hit the post.
I like that place.
Duffy's? Oh, yeah. Delicious, like dude.
They got some good wings.
Good wings.
Yeah.
Good buffalo chicken sandwich, too. Top notch.
Great service.
Yep. Great service. Go there. It's a
hey.
It's always a good time there.
You know, I'm a fan of great service.
That's true.
Hey,
shout out to Sabrina.
Hey, dude, I'm going to tell you.
Isn't it amazing that now when you get good service, you're excited and happy when you should probably be getting it anyway? It's like what Chris Rock say, I take care of my kids.
You're supposed to.
Right. I gave you some good service today. I'm like, this, wow.
You know, a guy yesterday, because I don't know what it was down here, dude. Like, nothing was open. You know, we get in, delayed flight, you know, so probably got here at like 9:30.
Delta, did you?
Southwest. Just sitting there. And then, like, we were talking about that storm. Like, the storm hit, like, right as we're on the tarmac. And so just waiting. And I'm going to tell you, it was a scary flight. I mean, it had the shakes. I mean, it was not fun. But we get here, and, like, this entire town closes at, like, 9 o'clock. This entire place. You can't.
I think it's a Midwest thing because in Minnesota, I think all the clubs close at 12 or 1, and the cops line the streets.
Oh.
To get you, yes, downtown. So it's a little like, yeah.
Yeah, so I was here with Mike from the Orange Bowl, and we were, like, looking for a place to just go eat, and, like, went to nine different places. Everything's closed. And finally, we find this one place, and it says that it's open, but the guy's like, just close the kitchen. And I'm like, but he goes, but once they leave, I can make you pizza. And I'm like, what? You? So, like, we just sat there. We were watching the Summer League Championship, drinking some beers, and then I got to tell you, this dude brought out some pizza that looked like he never made pizza.
You know what you call it at that point?
It was very lot.
Super nice.
At that point, one. You call it food.
It was, like, lopsided. I'm like, you sent the cooking staff home, huh? Well, maybe that's probably why. You're the barkeep.
Oh, goodness.
Did
so
you eat
served
it?
You a beer and made you a pizza.
Did you
Dude,
eat
I
it?
I would have eaten anything. I was starving.
Vlad, at that point, you just call it food. You don't care what
yeah,
it is.
I'm just like, the reaction to that was like, I'm like, this is not, this did not go well for me.
I hope you this have did some not Tums go well for me. You. You better have some Tums with you.
It was, I did. I had some Pepsi, Vlad, once I got back, because it was holding in my stomach like a brick yesterday. I'm like, how old was this cheese that this guy made? I thought they were supposed to be known for that over here.
Wait, but here's the funny part, is that I'm more than sure that when you were eating it, you didn't care. If you were hungry and you cared, that means it was 10 times worse than what you're telling us.
With beer, anything could taste great.
The beer tasted great. I mean, the beer how could they miss there? But yeah, I don't know, man. It was not an enjoyable first night. That's for sure. But look forward to the first day really perusing the town and seeing what they got here. Really. There's really not. There's nothing.
Yeah, I did. Remember, the combine was there, so we were there for 3 days, and like every time we went out, you know who my roommate was at the combine?
Who?
Lamar Lathan. And you know that's when that Houston team was really good because the quarterback won the Heisman that year.
Andre Ware,
right. So we were all hanging out. We were like, man, we gotta go get some food. We go get something to eat and then come back and then just chill.
So, like, are the Dolphins, they're going into the building today, right? Like, they gotta just say hey, and then tomorrow they start team drills. Tomorrow's the first practice.
Yeah. Well, usually the first day you go in, you do physicals.
Okay.
So you'll have physicals during the day and then a team meeting at night, and then you start the next day. Now, it's weird because this is on a Tuesday. We usually, I think we reported on Saturday. Then we had our conditioning tests on Sunday with our physicals, and then we started on Monday.
But you guys were out of town, right? You weren't
in Cleveland. In Minnesota, we were at Mankato State, which is like an hour north.
Right, so.
And then in Cleveland, we were right there.
Oh, so you guys went back home?
Same facility. Yeah, okay, we stayed in Berea dorm. So we were right there. So, like, yeah.
Are the Dolphins in, like, in a dorm? Or they?
Remember, they used to stay. They used to stay at that hotel right across from the golf course.
Oh, okay. I wonder what they do now.
Is that Plantation? I want to say Plantation. Right down the street from Nova.
Okay, yeah, back when they were in Davie?
Yeah, Davie.
Vlad, the real question is here, though, with your quarterback, is it arbitrary practice now? Or does he consider this real practice?
I just want to be clear.
Like an explanation?
I don't understand what was going on. So he missed two practices out of the 12. And everybody wants to make a big hoopla about it.
Here's what he's saying. He's saying, listen, I was there all offseason. They deemed this week, after I had already made plans and being there all week.
After I already told them I was going to be gone.
Wait, they made this week, this arbitrary week, minicamp. So of all the practices that I've been in, they could have made it a week earlier.
I can't believe you guys are falling for this nonsense.
I think it's a legit explanation.
This man is a dancer of the language, okay? He dances around. Here. He did the same.
Let me explain something to you. They announce when minicamp's going to be, like, late, like, maybe January, February, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's not like when the camp starts and stuff like that, you know, like 2 months in advance.
So if I tell
it's
you.
It's not like that.
If I'm taking a vacation before that, and you still deem to put those days as the days of your minicamp.
To be clear, I'll say this. A lot of times in the offseason, you ain't got to send up a flare saying when you're going to be or where you're going to be. You can just say, I'm out.
Can I just say something that's hilarious with you, too? You're falling for his hocus pocus.
I'm giving you a legitimate explanation because I've been in that situation where
really
you've been here. Let me tell you something. Here, you ready for this? Robert Smith never went to minicamp. You know why?
Yeah. You said he went to school.
Right.
He's the quarterback, and he's literally been in the league longer than anybody. He knows when not to go get ayahuasca.
Amen. No, he does.
Like some teams have it right after minicamp, right after the draft. You might have minicamp that first week of May, right? That's usually when most teams have that minicamp. You have the draft, then you have the minicamp right after that, and you get the rookies to come in, right? But that, like, teams have started making it later and later to try to make it closer to camp so you retain the information. So, I'm not saying that he's right, but I'm saying this, that how you going to come at him, right, when your job is on the line, too, even more than his, how you going to come at him like non-excused absence when he been there the whole damn offseason?
Thank you.
Hold on. Well, first of all, if he didn't want to show up, don't show up for the voluntary ones. Show up for the mandatory ones because one's mandatory and one's voluntary. Okay.
I'm telling you, he's been in the league. Hold on.
Leroy, he's been in the league for 20 years. Literally everybody showed up except for one guy who was holding out for a contract. Everybody else showed up. He's the only guy who didn't know, the guy with the most experience. Right. Garrett Wilson's been in the league for 3 seconds. He knew. Garrett, how come you're not at Disney World? Oh, because it's mandatory. You know, I deleted it a week.
And we really bitching about 36 snaps?
We're not bitching about it. We're talking about it.
By the way, 36 snaps that the backup quarterback might as well use so he can get used to the new offense that he's about to learn.
We're calling out a finagler here.
There's no finagling, dude.
He is a word jujitsu smith.
You cannot take this. Thank you.
Oh, Jason. I show up when it's mandatory. That's when I show up.
Hey,
all right.
Here's the deal. I love the way and here's what he was saying. I've been here all offseason. I've been getting guys together to go work out. I've been in all this. And then the 2 days I miss, you deem the days I have to be there. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying.
That's right.
No.
Now, can I ask you a question?
You want to know what? He could have gotten any other.
Why when I was playing football in the same situation, right, did Denny not call out Robert Smith?
I don't know. He probably didn't want to get into a talk about Indy cars or something like that.
No, because, like, yeah, the coach understood what was going on, and it was no big deal.
Why did the head coach, the reason why this is a situation is because the head coach called him out and not even acknowledged it. He didn't say, you know what? He could have said it like this. He's been here all offseason. We're good. Right? But he said, oh, no, it's an unexcused absence.
Didn't he not say, hold on. Did he not say, Aaron Rodgers say, all distractions need to be aside, the focus needs to be on winning, except when it's mandatory minicamp and I need to get high as a kite?
You wouldn't be having this conversation if the head coach had handled it differently.
Leroy, did he? We think he probably missed
this. Is that not accurate?
Did he not leave football to go do drugs?
Wait a minute. Time out. Time out. Hold on.
No. Let's talk about it.
No.
Did he not skip football to go on a spirit quest?
See, no, Toby. You see, this is not, now you're changing the words. Now it went from doing drugs.
The words.
Now it's spirit
quest.
This
is ridiculous.
He left football to go to Egypt, to the Holy Land.
Oh, really?
Yes, Tobin. Are you gonna be upset with the Holy Land? You're gonna take shots of Egypt at Egypt and all its rich history?
So he wanted to go. He wanted to go take ayahuasca to speak to the pharaohs.
Maybe that's what he wanted to do. Maybe he wanted to talk to Ramses and all of them.
Can I ask you a question, Tobin?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried planning a trip to Egypt in 12 seconds because you don't know when minicamp is?
Or let's say 8, since that's his New Jersey number.
I have not, but here's what I would say. If anybody has the resources to delay a trip a week, I would say it would be Aaron Rodgers, Leroy. He does.
Okay.
Like, sure. We're going to act like that guy does not have the fame and fortune. Hey, guys, guess what? Ayahuasca retreat, it's moved a week. Oh, come on, Aaron. When it's in, it's in. Get it now, or get out. He goes, really? What if you guys won't wait for me?
What if he was going on a retreat, huh? What if he was going on a religious retreat?
Going on a retreat in the off season, dude.
It is the off season.
It's not the off season. It's mandatory work.
He went to all the others. Come on, please.
So silly.
So we sit here, a 20-year, four-time MVP, Super Bowl champ. See, the problem is that we wouldn't even be having this conversation if the coach wouldn't have called out Aaron Rodgers.
He had nothing to say. Yeah, I blame this on Sala. He had no reason to say he missed a mandatory.
Maybe Robert Sala should just, you know, he's like, it's voluntary for me. I'll just show up. I'll go and do work whenever I want to go do work.
Don't worry, because if it don't work out, they're going to ask him not to show up. Exactly. And that's the facts, which means he should have probably been a little more careful with how he pissed off the guy that everybody love in that city right now. You see what I'm saying? Like, you got to be careful, because guess what? Robert Saleh may have the ear of some of the players. Aaron Rodgers got the ear of all the players.
I like That's great, but you know, Robert Saleh certainly is on the hot seat. But I will tell you, they're giving this guy a lot of grace for four.
On the hot seat. He can go do ayahuasca. He good.
He's not on the hot seat. He's giving him four snaps, and he's 40.
Ain't that funny?
And Vlad's still holding him up like the baby.
Ain't that funny? He's only had 4 plays, and he's loved in this city. While a guy who's been busting his ass can't even get a deal right now from his team, right?
The only reason he's loved is because you guys had Zach Wilson and Sam Darnold.
And what have you guys had?
What did Tua have? What did we have before Tua?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait.
I tell you. Yeah.
You're talking to the wrong guy. No, I love Tua, so I don't know what you're trying to say.
My team is showing love to a guy because they respect him for what he's done.
Still showed up.
Are you guys respecting for what Tua's done? Exactly.
Tua still showed up to mandatory. You know what? Did Tua plan a golf tournament? Tua, oh, I guess he did take a day off.
He did take a day off. He should have, right?
But you want to know what he did?
What?
He got excused. Yep. He got excused absence.
That's cool. No, and you know what? No, you know what?
His coach ain't gonna call him out.
And you know what?
They got a good relationship.
And you know what else he has? No money right now. No contract extension.
Wow. How about that? You're calling him broke. That's nice.
No contract extension.
He's saying the same thing I'm saying. The company guy never gets paid.
Leroy said that yesterday. He's right. Aaron was the no company guy. And look what happened. He made Green Bay give him $100 million those 2 years.
Yeah, didn't he claim that he gave back like $40 million to the Jets?
Well, he did last year, but not this
year. Did he?
Yeah.
The Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour is presented by Duffy Sports Grill. We are here at Lucas Oil Stadium for Big Ten Media Week. Back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. We're here with the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. That's how you hit the post.
I like that place.
Duffy's? Oh,
yeah.
Delicious, like dude.
They got some good wings.
Good wings.
Yeah.
Good buffalo chicken sandwich, too. Top notch.
Great service.
Yeah. Great service. Go there. It's
hey, hey.
It's always a good time there.
You know, I'm a fan of great service.
That's true.
Hey.
Shout out to Sabrina.
Hey, dude, I'm going to tell you.
Isn't it amazing that now when you get good service, you're excited and happy when you should probably be getting it anyway? It's like what Chris Rock say, I take care of my kids.
You're supposed to.
Right. Hey. I gave you some good service today. I'm like, wow. This,
you know, a guy yesterday, because I don't know what it was down here, dude. Like, nothing was open. You know, we get in, delayed flight, you know, so probably got here at like 9:30.
Delta, did you?
Southwest. Just sitting there. And then, like, we, you know, we were talking about that storm. Like, the storm hit, like, right as we're on the tarmac. And so just waiting. And I'm going to tell you, it was a scary flight. I mean, it had the shakes. I mean, it was not fun. But we get here, and like this entire town closes at like 9 o'clock. Is this entire place? You can't.
I think it's a Midwest thing because in Minnesota, I think all the clubs close at 12 or 1, and the cops line the streets.
Oh,
to get you, yes, downtown. So it's a little like, yeah.
Yeah, so I was here with Mike from the Orange Bowl, and we were like looking for a place to just go eat, and like went to nine. We went to 9 different places. Everything's closed, and finally we find this one place, and it says that it's open, but the guy's like, "Just close the kitchen," and I'm like, "But he goes, but once they leave, I can make you pizza," and I'm like, "What? You?" So like we just sat there, we were watching the Summer League Championship. Drinking some beers, and then I gotta tell you, this dude brought out some pizza that looked like he never made pizza.
You know what you call it at that point?
It was very lopsided.
Super nice. Like,
at that point, one. You call it food.
It was like lopsided. I'm like, you sent the cooking staff home, huh? Well, maybe that's probably why. That's why you're the barkeep.
Oh goodness!
Did
so
you eat
served
it?
Served you a beer and made you a pizza.
Did you
dude,
eat
I
it?
I would have eaten. Flat, I would have eaten anything. I was starving.
Vlad, but at that point, you just call it food. You don't care what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I'm just like, but yeah, the reaction to that was like, I'm like, this is not, this did not go well for me.
I hope you this did not go well for me. You better have some Tums with you.
It was, I did. I had some Pepsi, Vlad, once I got back, because it was holding in my stomach like a brick yesterday. I'm like, how old was this cheese that this guy made? I thought they were supposed to be known for that over here.
Wait, but here's the funny part is that I'm more than sure that when you were eating it, you didn't care.
Oh, with beer, anything.
Wait, if you were hungry and you cared, that means it was 10 times worse than what you're telling us.
With beer, anything could taste great.
The beer tasted great. I mean, the beer was, how could they miss there? But. Yeah, I don't know, man. It wasn't. It was not something that it was not an enjoyable first night. That's for sure. But look forward to the first day really perusing the town and seeing what they got here. Really. There's really not. There's nothing.
Yeah, I did. Remember, the combine was there, so we were there for 3 days, and like every time we went out, you know who my roommate was at the combine?
Who?
Lamar Lathan. And you know, that's when that Houston team was really good because the quarterback won the Heisman that year.
Andre Ware,
right. So yeah, we were all hanging out. We like, man, we gotta go get some food. We go get something to eat and then come back and then just chill.
So like on the Dolphins, they're going into the building today, right? Like they gotta just say hey, and then tomorrow they start team drills. Tomorrow's the first practice.
Yeah. Well, usually the first day you go in, you do physicals.
Oh, okay.
So you'll have physicals during the day and then a team meeting at night and then you start the next day. Now it's weird because this is on a Tuesday. I think we reported on Saturday. Then we had our conditioning test on Sunday with our physicals, and then we started on Monday.
But you guys were out of town, right? You weren't
in no. Cleveland. In Minnesota, we were at Mankato State, which is like an hour north.
Right. So.
And then in Cleveland, we were right there.
Oh, so you guys went back home.
Same facility. Yeah, okay, we stayed in Berea dorm, so we were right there. So like, yeah.
Oh, the Dolphins. In like in a dorm where they
remember they used to stay at that hotel right across from the golf course.
Oh, okay. I wonder what they do now.
Is that Plantation? I want to say Plantation. Right down the street from Nova.
Okay. Yeah, back when they were in Davie.
Yeah, with Davie. It's Davie. Now,
Vlad, the real question is here though, with your quarterback, is it arbitrary practice now, or does he consider this real practice?
I don't
because understand. I want to be clear.
Like explanation?
I don't understand what was going on. So he missed two practices out of the 12, and everybody wants to make a big hoopla about it.
Here's what he's saying. He's saying, listen, I was there all offseason. They deemed this week. After I'd already made plans and being there all week.
After I already told them I was going to be gone.
Wait. They made this week, this arbitrary week, minicamp. So of all the practices that I've been in, they could have made it a week earlier.
I can't believe you guys are falling for this nonsense.
No, I think it's a legit explanation. It's a legit explanation. It's a legit explanation.
This man is a dancer of the language, okay? He dances around. He did the same.
Let me explain something to you. They announce when minicamp's going to be, like late, like maybe January, February, right?
Uh huh.
So it's not like when the camp starts and stuff like that. You know, like 2 months in advance.
So if I tell
it's
you,
not like that.
So what if so I tell you a vacation? If I'm taking a vacation before that, and you still deemed to put those days as the days of your minicamp.
To be clear, I'll say this. A lot of times in the offseason, you ain't got to send up a flare saying when you going to be or where you going to be. You can just say, I'm out.
Can I just say something that's hilarious with you too? You're falling for... No. You're falling for his hocus pocus.
I'm giving you a legitimate explanation because I've been in that situation where
really
you've been. Here, let me tell you something. Here, you ready for this? Robert Smith never went to minicamp. You know why?
Yeah. You said he went to school.
Right.
He's the quarterback, and he's literally been in the league longer than anybody. He's been in the league longer than anybody. He knows when not to go get ayahuasca.
Amen.
No, like some teams have it right after minicamp, right after the draft. You might have minicamp that first week of May, right? That's usually when most teams have that minicamp. You have the draft, then you have the minicamp right after that, and you get the rookies to come in, right? But that, like, Teams have started making it later and later to try to make it closer to camp so you retain the information. So, I'm not saying that he's right, but I'm saying this, that how you gonna come at him, right, when your job is on the line too, even more than his? How you gonna come at him like non-excused absence when he been there the whole damn offseason?
Thank you.
Let me just, you're making it hold on. Hold on. Well, first of all, if he didn't want to show up, don't show up for the voluntary ones. Show up for the mandatory ones, because one's mandatory and one's voluntary. Okay.
I'm telling you, he's been in the league. Hold on.
Leroy, he's been in the league for 20 years. Literally everybody showed up except for one guy who was holding out for a contract. Everybody else showed up. He's the only guy who didn't know, the guy with the most experience. Right. Garrett Wilson's been in the league for 3 seconds. He knew. Garrett, how come you're not at Disney World? Oh, because it's mandatory. You know, I delayed it a week.
And we really bitching about 36 snaps?
We're not bitching about it. We're talking about.
By the way, 36 snaps that the backup quarterback might as well use, so he can get used to the new offense that he's about to learn.
We're calling out a finagler here.
There's no
Vlad.
Finagler.
This
There's
man, no he's finagler. A finagler,
no,
dude.
No,
he is a word jujitsu smith.
You
and you cannot
you talking
you cannot,
about word
you cannot take this.
Who takes one to no one.
Thank you.
Oh, Jay-Fick. I show up when it's mandatory. That's when I show up.
Hey,
all right.
Here's the deal. I love the way and here's what he was saying. I've been here all off season. I've been getting guys together to go work out. I've been in all this. And then the 2 days I miss, you deem the days I have to be there.
Ooh.
That's what he's saying.
That's right.
No.
Now, can I ask you a question?
You want to know what? He could have gotten any other.
Why when I was playing football in the same situation, right, did Denny not call out Robert Smith?
I don't know. He probably didn't want to get into a talk about Indy cars or something like that.
No. Because, like, yeah, the coach understood what was going on, and it was no big deal. Why did the head coach, the reason why this is a situation is because the head coach called him out and not even acknowledged it. He didn't say, you know what? He could have said it like this. He's been here all offseason. We're good. Right? But he said, oh, no, it's an unexcused absence.
Didn't he not say, hold on. Did he not say, Aaron Rodgers say, all distractions need to be aside, the focus needs to be on winning, except when it's mandatory minicamp and I need to get high as a kite?
You wouldn't be having this conversation if the head coach had handled it differently.
Leroy, did he? We think he probably missed this.
Is that not accurate?
Did he not leave football to go do drugs?
Wait a minute. Time out. Hold on.
No. Let's talk about it.
No.
Did he not skip football to go on a spirit quest?
No, Toby. You see, this is not, now you're changing the words. Now it went from doing drugs.
The words.
Now it's spirit
this
quest.
This is ridiculous.
He left football to go to Egypt, to the Holy Land.
Oh, really?
Yes, Tobin. Are you gonna be upset with the Holy Land? You're gonna take shots of Egypt? And all this, its so rich history.
He wanted to go. He wanted to go take ayahuasca to speak to the pharaohs.
Maybe that's what he wanted to do. Maybe he wanted to talk to Ramses and all of them.
Can I ask you a question, Tobin?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried planning a trip to Egypt in 12 seconds because you don't know where minicamp is?
Or let's say 8, since that's his New Jersey.
I have not, but here's what I would say. If anybody has the resources to delay a trip a week, I would say it would be Aaron Rodgers, Leroy. He does.
Okay.
Like, right. We're going to act like that guy does not have the fame and fortune. Hey, guys, guess what? Ayahuasca retreat, it's moved a week. Oh, come on, Aaron. When it's in, it's in. Get it now or get out. He goes, really?
What if
you guys won't wait for me?
What if he was going on a retreat, huh? What if he was going on a religious
retreat?
Going
on a retreat in the off season, dude.
It is the off season.
It's not the off season. It's mandatory work.
He went to all the others. Goodness. Come on, please. Please.
So silly.
So we sit here, a 20-year, four-time MVP, Super Bowl champ. See, the problem is that we wouldn't even be having this conversation if the coach wouldn't have called out Aaron Rodgers
He had nothing to say. Yeah, I blame this on Sala. He had no reason to say he missed a mandatory.
Maybe Robert Saleh should just, you know, he's like, ah, it's voluntary for me. I'll just show up. I'll go and do work whenever I want to go do work.
Don't worry, because if it don't work out, they're going to ask him not to show up. Exactly. And that's the facts, which means he should have probably been a little more careful with how he pissed off the guy that everybody love in that city right now. You see what I'm saying? Like, you got, hey, you got to be careful. Because guess what? Robert Saleh may have the ear of some of the players. Aaron Rodgers got the ear of all the players.
I like that's great, but you know, Robert Saleh certainly is on the hot seat, but I will tell you, they're giving this guy a lot
Aaron
of grace
Rodgers
for
ain't four. On the hot seat. He can go do ayahuasca. He good.
He's not on the hot seat. He's giving him four snaps, and he's 40.
Ain't that funny?
And Vlad's still holding him up like the baby.
Ain't that funny? He's only had four plays, and he's loved in this city, while a guy who's been busting his ass can't even get a deal right now from his team, right? Isn't that funny, Leroy?
The only reason he's loved is because you guys had Zach Wilson and Sam Darnold.
And what have you guys have had?
What did Tua have? What did we have before Tua?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait.
I tell you. Yeah.
You're talking to the wrong guy. No. I love Tua, so I don't know what you're trying to say.
My team is showing love to a guy because they respect him for what he's done.
Still
showed
up.
Are you guys respecting for what Tua's done? Exactly.
Tua still showed up to mandatory. You know what? Did Tua plan a golf tournament? Oh, I guess he did take a day off.
He should have, right?
But you want to know what he did?
What?
He got excused. Yep. He got excused absence.
That's cool. No, you know what? No, you know what?
His coach ain't gonna call him out.
And you know what?
They got a good relationship.
And you know what else he has? No money right now. No contract extension.
Wow. How about that? You're calling him broke. That's nice.
No contract extension.
He's saying the same thing I'm saying. The company guy never gets paid.
Leroy said that yesterday. He's right. Aaron was no company guy, and look what happened. He made Green Bay give him $100 million those 2 years.
Yeah, didn't he claim that he gave back like $40 million to the Jets?
Well, he did last year, but not this
year.
Did he? Yeah.
The Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour is presented by Duffy Sports Grill. We are here at Lucas Oil Stadium for Big Ten Media Week. Back with more after this.